to give him another minute or something. Hey. Oh, hey, Gunboats.
Oh. All right, let's get Craig. Ah. All right, looks like we have Craig. All right, Gunboats, SIP 2028, add WorldCoin to Perps V2, floor is yours.
Hey, this SIP is for listing WorldCoin on synthetic wealth. Is there any objection?
I really feel we need to talk about the way those are being presented. So if that's the only pitch, then yeah, there are objections. So where do we stand on Oracle's? Is the process we vote in the intention and then we get a response? Because I think last time we kind of agreed that we need at least a feasibility signal from the Oracle providers, i.e. Chainlink and Pit, before we, you know, put these things to vote, I think.
I think that's sort of true, except that in the past what we've done is had the presentation first to talk about whether or not that's kind of feasible or desirable from our end, and then go to Oracle providers and then come back and vote after they confirm that it's possible. At least like for ETH-BTC, I put together that proposal, you know, months ago and then presented it, and then we just voted on that after getting a confirmation. I think that makes sense because otherwise we're, you know, we can't go and ask Oracle providers to start work listing an asset and then have a conversation and discover that nobody from our end wants to list it or something like this. We should probably at least have this, you know, kind of soft approval.
How easy is it to just ask them, hey, how challenging would it be to list these assets? Like, could we just have a soft conversation without going to them and making the request?
Yeah, we do ask them about the feed, and they do their quality assessment, and which entails reviewing the diversity, availability, reliability of feeds, you know. They don't look at liquidity, availability.
It does take them some effort, right?
Yeah, they do the work, and they're supposed to get back to us on this hopefully by the end of the week to confirm. But I'm pretty confident that it would be a non-issue given the liquidity and the amount of volume and the eagerness of traders.
Right. I think we're talking separately about the process for future coins. Where do we go to the Oracle first and then we do a SIP presentation, or do we do it the other way around? Have the SC kind of give their indications, and only if there's support do we go talk to the Oracles? I think that's what we're trying to figure out now.
Yeah, normally we do get like a hint from them before we propose. In certain instances, like down the line, something shows up, like what happened with MAV, where they couldn't proceed with it despite giving us some initial assurances, you know, it happens. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, we do try and get that aspect checked before we proceed further.
Okay, then I guess flipping the question back to Gunboats. Did you do you have any indication, or should we actually table this for later?
Yeah.
Although,
I think we should get the guideline later.
Okay, I guess this is a special case where the answer is probably going to be yes, right, from the Oracle.
Yeah, so we'll get an answer, like, we'll hold, I'll set up the necessary vote after we get the green light, you know, in order to avoid a situation that, but it's supposed to go live We're supposed to get the green light by the end of the week, so it will be very right. short waiting period.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think it's an obvious one for me, so I'm a yes on this one.
The second thing, I also remember we kind of said for perps, we want to have perps for the SIP coin also available on another liquid exchange, whether centralized or decentralized. And I saw that the SIP says that there is no such exchange right now for WorldCoin. So is that a blocker?
So, you know, like, it's not a blocker. It helps with the parameterization of the and the liquidity, because you can have like easier shorting and longing of a certain asset that's listed. So, for example, if there's something that can't be shorted but can only be bought spot, it would be a bit harder to offer a lot of liquidity, you know, on perps because symmetric. So it really depends. So, for example, we listed recently like RBL, Rocket Pool, RPL. And basically doesn't have a perp anywhere. But we went ahead and listed it with the limited capacity. So the system does allow for such things to exist, you know. It's just like we have to be more careful with the risk parameters, because if it's not, we're not able to short it anywhere else, then we can't expect delta neutral to work much. So it really depends on a case by case basis, really.
And in this case, would you advise going ahead, and should oracles be available than starting with low caps?
Well, yeah, of course. I'm pretty certain that this WorldCoin is gonna be not a small cap kind of thing. So down the line, it could have more liquidity and more availability for trading. Of course, we'll start conservative with it and go from there based on the data.
I see WorldCoin is trading as perps on MEXC and BitMEX.
Any perps would do. Any reliable perp exchange would do, of course. And we'll look at the liquidity there and based on that, be able to parameterize it, hopefully.
Anyway, so in general, no objection. I think it's good to jump on these hypes as long as we are comfortable with our risk management.
All right. Any more questions? Any more questions on this SIP? Sounds good. All right. So we're waiting for feedback from Oracle providers, and then this will be put to a vote then. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Bye, guys.